It's as if he's spoiling for a fight against the American way. It's as if everything he is designing as a public policy is constructed as a competition, a conflict with the American way. Just how would that fight between Barack H. Obama and the American way look?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's fight night in America, and we've got an absolute doozy of a battle brewing. In one corner, it's the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, the American way. The American way is being led in the ring by two cornermen, Truth and Justice. In the other corner, the unproven, untested challenger, President Barack Hussein Obama. You may have noticed that he's got the entire national media in his corner. Even with all this media adoration, Obama really has his work cut out for him. The American way is undefeated since turning professional all the way back in 1776. But Obama plans to take the fight right at the American way through government-run healthcare, cap and trade, and full frontal assault on the First and Second Amendments. Now, we go down to ringside. Take it away, Coward Wholesale!
Mr. President, the American way is bigger, stronger, and faster. What makes you think you have any chance to compete?
I'm skinny, but I'm tough.
That's all fine and dandy, Mr. President, but do you have anything even remotely resembling a strategy?
Just because I'm skinny doesn't mean I'm not tough.
But your only female golf partner says that if you fight like you play golf, you have no chance tonight. How do you respond?
She knows better.
Thank you, Mr. President. And now for some truly expert analysis, we send it over to a man who calls it right down the middle, Mr. Independent Lou Dobbs.
Indeed. Thank you, guys. That was fun. And we're going to tell you how that fight is underway. But we're going to bring you, exactly blow by blow the account. And it was terrific. I enjoyed that.